Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Good morning, Mayor.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you're a little faint, but good morning, Scott.
All right, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, good, because sometimes when I have a conversation with you, I sense you don't hear me at all. If you know what I'm saying.
You do.
If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking he must have a bad receiver there on the phone at Illinois West.
Well, then you got to smack me.
All right.
At least through the phone. Put your hand through there and just go smack.
I don't want to do that.
Mr. Mayor.
I don't want to do that. All right. Hey, love
join
talk.
The club.
Let's do some trash talk. See, let's do some trash talking, shall we?
Yeah. Well, actually, the beauty of this is after 7 years, 7 years ago, before I was mayor, the council voted to make the solid waste fund an enterprise fund, which means it's supposed to pay for itself and have capital improvements. It has always run a deficit, and sometimes, well, almost always, well over $1 million, usually maybe a couple million in some earlier years, and that's not the case anymore. So that, at least at 500 feet, that's the good news coming out of Monday. I think that's good news.
Right.
Now, is it the solution that anybody wanted? Probably it's a compromise that nobody really wanted, but it's one that does work, and the council came together.
So it's, let me see here, there are tiers, but we're talking, what, $35 a month to have?
$35, no. No. You mean in terms of $4 depending on what kind of cart you have.
Right. But it would be...
Yeah, so if you have a 35-gallon... The best way to pay nothing more is to recycle more, and that's how. So this incentivizes recycling. So if you keep the $16 cart, the small cart, you will still pay $16.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one of the larger carts, you will pay $4 a month more, and then the bulk waste, we will pick up whatever you put to the curb twice a year for kind of spring cleaning, and then fall. Other than that, it says we currently charge $25 a bucket.
Let me ask you this. Why such a drastic change on bulk collection? You went from every other week to twice a year. I thought maybe we'd be looking at, I don't know, once a month, maybe once every couple months. It seems pretty drastic.
Well, I think the council decided to do this, and this was proposed by staff, because that's the most costly part of what we do. And even the $25, like, you can still do it. It's just going to cost you $25. It costs us somewhere around $125 to pick it up. Where we make it up, in the fund, is that there will be a surplus in just the regular trash collection that can offset the deficit, if you will, on the bulk waste side. But bulk waste is extremely expensive for the city to pick up. Now, you can still, by the way, if you can borrow a neighbor's truck or you have a truck or whatever, if you want to bring anything to the city's dump site, you can do it and drop it off for free. That has not changed.
Well,
so obviously we had to do something. There were several different options on the table, and I have to give Steve Rasmussen credit. We kind of walked through this, the same thing with some of the other budget issues, and rather than to kind of keep a budget discussion open-ended, he gave some really, really tangible options. Back in December, he even said, he gave a presentation which outlined the trade-offs. When you got a $2.9 million operating deficit, you got to do something. You got to have some kind of mixture of cuts or charges for fees or something. And this goes the furthest distance toward the balanced budget than anything else. And I think it pretty much ensures that the other decisions that we make are not unimportant, but this was the largest single one, and especially since it's taken 7 years. I mean, we did make some changes about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and went to the three-cart system, and that helped reduce the deficit. But the enterprise fund was supposed to not only pay for itself, but accumulate some capital expenses so that when we need a new garbage truck or one, let's say, breaks down, that we have money in the kitty ready to pay for it rather than having to dip into the general fund. So essentially, what has been happening is that all taxpayers, through sales taxes largely, and some degree property taxes, although we're less reliant on that, have been subsidizing people who have been throwing out large amounts of bulk waste. That's not going to happen anymore.
All right. So, and you you say that with this increase, it is taking care of that, what, $1.1 million hole you had?
That's correct.
Okay. So it is self-sufficient.
Which was now the largest single, you know, toward our $2.9 million gap that we were trying to fill. That's the largest single amount that gets us there. And that was the toughest one, because obviously the previous mayor and many different councils have been wrestling with trash back and forth for many years. And as I say, we did make some progress a little over 3 years ago, but that's when we went to the three-cart system, but it still meant we had well over $1 million a year in a deficit.
Okay.
That's not going to happen now moving forward.
All right, let's talk about the ban on new video gaming terminals. What's the reason behind that?
Well, I think there are several. You'd have to talk to the individual nine council members as to why they individually supported. I think there are different views from many of for the different reasons why the nine members of the council voted for it. I am not pro video poker. I think that for a variety of reasons, it's not a good thing, I think, for the community, and I don't like being known as, you know, the gambling capital of downstate Illinois.
Well, how is it not good for the community? How much money did you guys collect last year from these machines?
It would have been, well, the formula, we don't attach anything extra. Actually, as far as I know, we're the only metro city in downstate not to to charge a per machine fee.
Right. But I mean, just
but the city would have gotten about $700,000 from the video poker machines last year,
okay,
give or take.
That pays for one of your fancy garbage trucks.
A large number of video gaming machines in Bloomington, and as I recall, we had more than Peoria. Last I checked, and Peoria is larger than we are.
Well, that's $750,000 with the situation that the city of Bloomington is, and the town of Normal, for that matter. I just said $750,000 would pay for one of those fancy garbage trucks that we have.
Yeah, but it also, when you mix liquor and gambling, there are lots of other costs. And, for example, we had, and I won't mention the specific restaurant, but we had a long-standing multi-year legal battle with a South Bloomington restaurant that was supposed to be a neighborhood operation that went back and forth between the police were there for months, several times, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, because once they had video gaming and liquor, they would rent their place out to special parties until 2 in the morning, and then you'd have 50, 70, 100 people spill out into the neighborhood at 1 or 2 a.m., and the police were called out for months. And then the year after, we had many legal costs associated with that. I'm just using that as one example.
Do you associate?
We had another situation where we had to settle a lawsuit and legal costs that in 1 year were well over $500,000. So,
well, are you blaming
we have a lot of costs associated with the mixture of gambling and alcohol.
I'm going to have to hit you.
You hit me. I just wanted to finish that point, there are a lot of costs associated with that. I'm sorry, a couple examples.
The scenario you just painted, you could blame that totally on alcohol. What does gambling mean?
I don't think you can, Scott, because we don't have that problem at Fridays, right? We don't have that problem at Chili's.
But the Chili's, now we're talking location is the issue.
Okay,
Chili's isn't surrounded by
homes. We don't have
homes.
That problem at Schooner's. You know, and it's some of it's, it. Now, Schooner's does have video poker, but they also manage it properly. And that is the difficulty.
So that's...
And Schooner's is a neighborhood operation.
So you there's
we
proof...
We have people who don't. Sorry.
So there's... Right, you mentioned Schooner's. So the issue shouldn't be alcohol with gambling machines. The issue should be the people running the operation. And obviously there was a problem
there. Well,
it's
the people running the operation if they've got both.
All right, but is that a rule? Is that a general? I mean,
It's not necessarily a rule.
But that's just one experience,
and the police will tell you the same thing.
But that's one location. Is this happening at other locations?
We've had problems at other locations. Now, okay. I mentioned two: one on the east side, one on the west side. Just to create some balance.
All right.
So and on a daily basis, right? I tend to see as liquor commissioner. Some of the costs that taxpayers have to absorb. And as we know, our liquor fees hadn't gone up since 1983. They went up a minor amount as of this year. We're still well below what the town of Normal and other communities charge. And I think that it's unfair for taxpayers to have to continue to absorb all those costs, including about $250,000 for the police officer buyback in downtown Bloomington. So
I see it,
it's a combination of factors. It's not just alcohol. It's especially when you mix alcohol with any kind of gambling.
Okay, I'm just playing devil's advocate now. Then
why don't you put
a moratorium on alcohol on liquor licenses?
Well, that would be a problem with economic development. The city of Decatur has done that. You can't get a new liquor license in Decatur unless they've changed it, you know, over the last year or two. But you couldn't get a liquor license in Decatur unless somebody else gave up a liquor license. That's a problem when somebody wants to come in, let's say, and populate an abandoned strip mall, or somebody wants to establish a new business in downtown Bloomington. They may very well want to have a restaurant that serves some sort of alcohol. So I think that a moratorium on liquor licenses, I think, would be worse than a moratorium on gaming. The other thing is that it creates a monopoly for at least 1 year for the people who currently have those video games. And, you know, it's depending on how you measure it, it's somewhere between a $20 and $50 million, you know, industry in Bloomington.
Yeah.
So, but I do, getting back to your question again, I think there are a variety of reasons. I think there were some people who were opposed to it. Again, you'd have to talk to the council people, because they really didn't want the Circle K truck stop on the corner of GE Road and Hershey.
And this is a proposed.
I think some were against it because they wanted to kind of just see where we are and investigate the impact of video gaming combined with alcohol.
This Circle K you talk about, the intersection of Hershey and GE Road?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a proposed Circle K, is that right?
That's a proposed Circle K, that's correct.
So they have the problem was with possible gambling machines in the Circle K, or do they have a problem with the Circle K?
Well, that's also a good question. Did you have to ask some of the individual aldermen and some of the individual residents? I think they did not want what they called what they're calling a truck stop on that site. It's also right by a daycare center. What probably makes a truck stop really profitable is by selling alcohol, and then there is a loophole if you have a truck stop. You don't have to serve alcohol.
Right.
This is under Illinois law. This is, unfortunately, we are stuck with Illinois law, right? You don't have to serve alcohol to have video gaming machines, only if you're a truck stop.
Right.
And I believe the figure is you have to be three and some acres in terms of size. Now, probably if you drove by this operation, I doubt that it's hard to say whether it's going to happen or not, but the neighbors definitely seem to be in opposition. But I doubt if you drove by it, you would necessarily say that it's a truck stop.
No, it's
but that's the type of license that they are seeking, and that's their business model. And I think the idea was, if you don't have video gaming or you don't have a liquor license, then the place isn't going to be profitable enough for you to build on that corner.
So is that the sense you got? Because I know there was a representative, I think, from Circle K at the city council meeting the other night, wasn't
there? Yes, and then there were quite a few residents, etc. But this becomes fairly complicated, but the Liquor Commission would have to decide on a liquor license, and that's where we would take testimony from local residents. If it's going to have a detrimental effect upon the neighborhood, that is one of the factors in our ordinance to deny a liquor license. And if you deny the liquor license, then in effect you also deny video poker, even if you didn't have the moratorium.
Okay, let's move on to some other things. The town of Normal is forking over some money, I think, for some kind of consultant to look into the possibility of the feasibility, anyway, of a multi sports complex. You're aware of all that. Why isn't Bloomington involved in this in any way? Because Bloomington would benefit from it if something like this were to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, but it depends on what you mean by involved. I've been
money.
To several of the presentations and certainly been involved in some of the, you know, the conversations about it, and have certainly looked at some of the financial projections that were provided to us as to how to pay for this. But We had other issues right now. You know, rather than focusing on that, we had to be sure our budget was balanced. Unlike state of Illinois or others, you know, we have to have a balanced budget. And so we've been focusing on that and other critical issues that affect the city of Bloomington right now. And that it doesn't mean that the sports complex was not on our radar screen. We, and I think it's pretty safe to say, I don't think there's much support, maybe no support on the council for spending any taxpayer dollars on the sports complex, at least at this time.
Okay. All right. And with all that's going on in Springfield, I can't remember, forgive me if I've already asked you, but your thoughts on the governor's budget address. Sounds like he's going to put more pressure on communities to come up with some revenue because the state of Illinois is broke.
Well, they've already done that. One of the reasons why we have the budget shortfall that we have is that the state of Illinois took about $750,000 from us. I believe it's $400,000+ from Normal in order to fill some of their budget gap. And so I would certainly strongly oppose them dipping into our pocket and taking money out of our budget in Bloomington and Normal and communities throughout Illinois in order to balance the state's budget. They've already done it once, and not a small amount of money. You know, $750,000 is serious money. And so I would strongly oppose the governor's plan to take more money from local governments to balance their budget.
You just said $750,000 is serious money, but you're I brought up the fact that the city made $750,000 on the gambling machines, and you're against that.
No. I didn't say I was against that. I said we spend. I'm sure. You know, if you take our legal fees and the amount of just to the
oh,
amount
you're, okay,
that we
so
spend
you're doing net,
on that
okay, net then you're
is probably at least that amount. Now it will go up and down because sometimes we don't always have a lawsuit that we have to settle that as a result of some major dispute. But we'd have to hire a consultant, and we're not going to do that, you know, to figure out exactly how much that cost.
All right, I'll be your consultant here because I want to preface. I don't gamble. All right.
I don't gamble either.
You know, once in a while we'll make a bet and somebody wins something from the vending machine downstairs. But if you're grossing $750,000 from these machines.
No, you're grossing a lot more than that.
All right, so
you mean us?
Yes,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, so wouldn't it make sense to have more gambling machines? And instead of deal with the issue that you have right now with the alcohol and the gambling machines, deal with the owners. And deal harshly with the owners.
Oh, we have been dealing harshly with the owners. Absolutely.
Or shut them down.
The problem is when we deal harshly with the owners, though, Scott, it costs us money. When we've had multiple public hearings with the one establishment that I mentioned about that was supposed to be a neighborhood operation, it cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees and a recording, having have a court reporter there every time I would hold a hearing. It's not free. Being tough on, we're going to do it, and we have, but that's not free. And then when we have to go to court, we got to go to the State Liquor Commission. We have to have, you know, lawyers. It's not free
when
those kinds of things happen. So, no, I would not have been in favor of a moratorium on video poker. I'm not going to veto the ordinance that the council passed. I'm going to respect the council's wishes. It was unanimous. But I would not have been in favor of it, mainly because it creates a monopoly for those who are currently there. And some people who are in the process of establishing businesses may very well already have included some money from video poker profits as part of their business.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line. And so for a variety of reasons, I would have favored essentially what you've said is that, you know, go after the offenders. But when we go after the offenders, it's not free.
Okay. All right. Well, heftier fines. I don't have all the answers. Come on.
Yeah. You think well, that we have been doing.
All right. All right, Mayor, with that, we're out of time. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Scott.
All right.
You take care.
All right.
And, you know, enjoy this day. I mean, it's not often that we get a February day that's 56.
Yeehaw. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mayor.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right, on the Illinois Wesleyan campus, where the flowers are probably going to be coming up pretty soon.